I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Don't yell at me. I'm not on vacation. I'm going to go be on Timcast. I'll be back on Friday, though. If you miss me tomorrow, you can watch me on Timcast. You can also download a podcast of one of the older shows or something. Don't forget to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now, though. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I swear, going to get to a lot of those emails this hour. I haven't done any of that, but I want to do two things first. First, Ronald McAbee. He's a name nobody knows. They should know. People should know the name Jeremy Brown, Joe Biggs, Matthew Perna. These are names that should be on the tips of every American's tongue. Every American should know who these people are. Nobody does. These are the January 6th political prisoners. Just a few of them. There are many, many, many more. Some are dead. Matthew Perna killed himself. Others have had their lives utterly destroyed and ruined by an evil justice system that's simply using them as an excuse to go after you. Nobody knows these names, and the only reason I'm bringing it up now is because more people should. More people should know who these people are, and it really chaps me. Not that Norm and Norma don't know their names. It chaps me that about 99.99% of elected Republicans won't speak their names. Or if they do, they wait until they're running for office. Now that it's popular, as soon as they start running for office again, we'll help those January 6th political prisoners. What were there, three or four people in all of Congress who even pretended to give a crap 3 years ago? Oh, don't get me wrong. I know everybody's Mr. January 6th now. But while lives were being ruined, once again, there was no GOP opposition. Sickens me. All right, that's one. Two. Well, you know what? Let's get to some emails. Enough of that. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, remember I was talking last night, that this email is going to reference that. We've been talking a lot about how this DEI, diversity, all these things, it kills. Not that it will kill one day, although it will kill more and more and more. It kills people. People are currently dying because of it. The second you set aside merit and go with skin color or gender or you know, of course.
Why are you gay?
The second you go that route, then what you've done is you've sacrificed talent in order to achieve some other goal, and you have less talented people filling important roles in society. It's not just judges. It's not just airline pilots. Those are obviously very important ones. It's manufacturers. It's blue-collar workers now, too. You're seeing these companies do this. Listen to this one. Here's a story for you. It's the medical industry. Jesse, my daughter has had two previous high-risk pregnancies with high blood pressure. On this third pregnancy, everything seemed to be perfect. Her blood pressure seemed high when tested at home, but was always, quote, perfect when at the doctor. Toward the end of the pregnancy, my son-in-law had the wherewithal to ask the doctor why it was always high at home, but not at the doctor visits. The doc was puzzled, and to put them at ease, he checked it, and it was high. He used another device, still dangerously high. The doctor stated angrily that he thought he knew what was going on and called the diversity hire nurse in that routinely did the preliminary vitals testing before the appointment, asked her to check the BP again. She did, smiled, and stated that it was still, quote, perfect, and turned to leave. The doctor was furious, told her to leave now. She'd no longer work with him. The nurse had never learned how to take BP manually without a digital device. She'd been faking results for everyone. My daughter was quickly induced for health reasons and has given me my fourth healthy grandchild. Thank God this fraud was discovered. The doctor immediately started contacting others that this nurse has tested and asked them to return for proper testing. This is beyond worrisome and deadly. Thank you for standing against this and for what is right. His name is Dusty. That's one scenario of a million. Again, I want to emphasize, this isn't a problem that might happen right now in the United States of America. Today, people died because of this. Those are the stakes. Those are the stakes. People die because of this. You set aside merit to focus on skin color or gay, your gender, or whatever it is. You set merit aside for any reason. You start putting in quotas the second you hear anybody say, well, we're going to have more women. We're going to have more black people. We're going to have more Asians. We're going to have more gays. We're going to have more this. The second they say we're going to have any more anything other than talent, if it's in the right industry, people will die because of it. And it is the death of everything. And the craziest part, as you can't even get the GOP to stand against it. The GOP will adopt their language. They'll adopt their tactics. Nikki Haley's out there every other day. Well, I mean, absolutely. We do need more women. Why do we need more women? Why? Is that what we need? Are we short on women? Is that what we're short on in this country? Women? When the history books are looking back at the collapse of America, are they going to say, oh, man, how could they screw up like that? They really needed more women in there. Is that what we're short on, women? Do I need to remind you about Kevin McCarthy's retirement video? Guy's in Congress for 10,000 years. His accomplishment in his retirement video? We elected more minorities and women than ever before. Wow, thanks, Kevin. Personal freedom was destroyed during your time more than any other time. The debt ran up more than any other time. More illegals more than any other time. But hey, got more black people in Congress. Thanks, Kev. Huge benefit to the country. Boy, we all benefited there. God, these freaking people. Uneducated Jesse. I know you're a community college idiot, and normally that's part of your charm, and I can look past the little mistakes, but this isn't a little mistake. On yesterday's show, you kept saying Tupperware instead of Tupperware. It's Tupperware with a P. Why do you do this? Anyway, she says her name is Autumn, and then I can say her name. Hey, Chris. Did you know about the chicks with their names as being seasons of the year? No, Chris, they're not always that. Gosh, what is wrong? I'm not even going to say what Chris just said. They're always attractive, Chris. Now, sometimes they use that in certain professions, as you pointed out. Oftentimes they do not. But yeah, you come across a summer or an autumn, a dime, 99% of the time. That's one. Two. I always thought it was Tupperware. I didn't know there were P's in there. Didn't you? Doesn't everyone pronounce it Tupperware? I don't know. Whatever. You know what? I'm not changing a thing. On this show, it's Tupperware. Now and forever. Now, speaking of Tubby, here was Joy Behar.
I need you guys to tell me why she thinks there is a path forward, because she's not removing herself. So I'm curious.
Well, in the words of Lawrence O'Donnell, maybe he'll choke on a cheeseburger.
That's the lovely ladies of The View joking about Donald Trump dying. Just in case you thought we were going to reconcile with these people. Dear Jesse, how would a foreign nation invade us if it wanted to? Do you think it would be like Red Dawn or wait until Americans hate our government so much they want to take them over? Your thoughts. Okay. First of all, in nations of this size, nations of this much power, you don't get invaded. Not as we're currently constituted. You don't get invaded. What you do is you get infiltrated. Spy organizations have been working throughout history to do certain things. Genghis Khan was famous for this, but the Chinese are very good at this. In fact, they're doing it to us today. So, but whatever. What do you do? Why do you infiltrate? How was Genghis Khan that successful against every army? Well, listen. he would get people inside of these huge, powerful cities. But when you picture infiltration into a huge, powerful nation or a city, here's what you probably picture. It's what I probably picture. Okay, so what are they going to do? When they get into the city, they're going to give the guard at the gate a sleeping pill, and then they're low crawl to the gate in the middle of the night, and they'll slide the little bar back, and they'll open up the gate, and everyone will come in and win, you know, Trojan horse style. But that's actually not how it worked most of the time. Because even then, even if you get the gate open, even if your army's in, you're facing this powerful nation, all kinds of powerful troops, reinforcements. You don't need to, in fact, you probably can't shatter them militarily first. You have to do other things. And actually, this is going to tie directly into DEI in America and what we're facing today. We'll talk about that in just a moment before we get to those things. You remember that lady, we played the audio again for you today, the abortion doctor who proudly announced that she plans to abort babies no matter where they are in the term for the rest of her career. When she graduates, that's what she's going to do. You're mad about that. I'm mad about that. But what do we do about it? How do we stop it? No one's going to arrest her like they should. How do we stop it? Well, we fight back against death with life. When you give to preborn, you are getting a life that was about to be killed. That's what you're doing. Preborn finds these women who are, they've sadly already made their choice. They're going to go, they're looking for an abortion. Where can I get one? And preborn gets someone and says, hey, how about a free ultrasound first? That's all. No judgment here, just a free ultrasound. It's the ultimate tool for life. When a woman hears the heartbeat of her baby, she chooses life almost every single time. $28 buys a life. And buy a life tonight. You want to fight back against those demons? Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We'll get back to the stuff about all the carbon footprint and whatnot, but there's an important question we got in regards to how would foreigners invade the country. Talking about foreigners invading, and there's something to this. I want you to stay with me. And in fact, I'm going to tell you something that I normally don't like to do, but a little reading would actually probably help understand what's happening here in America. You're not going to militarily invade America today. Too big of a navy, too big of an armed force, you're not going to. But when you infiltrate a nation, you do what Genghis Khan used to do. You do what the Chinese have done throughout history. There are so many. The nations have done this. You don't sneak into the city and open up the gate. You sneak into the city and you begin to attack. Not physically, but you begin to attack the people who control the city's institutions. Politically, for instance. If you're going to attack the United States of America, well, what you can't risk at all, you can't risk 300 million people joining with each other to fight against you. You must have them fighting against each other. So if you're Genghis Khan or an American practitioner of DEI, you simply get Americans to hate each other for anything, for any reason. Why do you think the Soviet Union was so intent on bringing communism here? What do you think they said? Why do you think they bragged about how much they had infiltrated the country? And they said, we've already defeated you. Why? Because they knew that people like this would rise to prominence in our society.
They look at today and say, why are there so few black doctors? And that's because of reports and policies like the Flexner Report in 1910 that led to the closure of historically black medical schools, 5 out of 7.
Yes, America's horrible. America's evil. America's racist. Now you have black people who hate white people, white people who hate black people. These people, you already. Okay, so that's part of an infiltration. That's part of an invasion. That's part of how you would take us down. Now to the reading assignment. You don't have to read the whole thing, although it's an amazing article. My friend Lee Smith, he's actually going to join us about this time on Friday. Chris, write that down and remind me. Lee Smith's going to join us about this time on Friday to talk about this more extensively. So if you want to prep for that, he wrote an article. This is a while back. It was, 3 or 4 years ago now. Yeah, February of 2021, he wrote an article that I want you to go read. Still available. Totally free. Don't worry. It was for Tablet Magazine. It's on your smartphone. It's on whatever. Tablet Magazine. The article is titled, The 30 Tyrants. The 30 Tyrants for Tablet Magazine. One more time so you don't email me asking again. The 30 Tyrants by Lee Smith. You can just do an internet search, I'm sure, for The 30 Tyrants, Lee Smith, and it'll come up. I'll give you the general gist, although you do want to read it, because it does pertain, he connects it to America today. It pertains to what China has done to us. If you're trying to take down a powerful society that you can't just militarily invade, you buy off the leaders. You buy off the leadership. You bribe them. You bribe them with money, with power. You blackmail some of them. But what you do is you ensure that there's no coalition of America First leaders who will join together to fight on behalf of America. And you ensure that by infiltration, bribery, blackmail. It's what China has done. It's what dirty commies all across the world have done to this nation over and over and over again. Why do you think it is? You realize how crazy it is? Wrap your mind around how insane this is. It is insane. Chuck Schumer is the most powerful senator in the United States Senate. He's the most powerful Democrat in the United States Senate. Chuck Schumer has repeatedly come out and said recently that he will not agree to secure the border of the United States of America unless he can have millions of dollars for Ukraine too. Just digest that for a moment. It doesn't even matter if you love Ukraine. Set that aside. A United States senator publicly declares that the borders of his own nation will never be secured unless he can get gobs of money and munitions to send to foreigners. Our ruling elite, they're all bought off. They don't have to. The people will say something to me, you know, if you're doing one of these weird futuristic things. Jesse, China's going to land an army on California's shores. And I always laugh at that. I mock them. I say, why? Why would they bother? The United States of America finances China. Our Green New Deal stuff, while China builds coal plants, we pay China to build us our solar panels. China doesn't want to destroy the United States of America any more than you want to destroy your own heart. They have infiltrated it. They own our elites, our business elites, our political elites. Why would they land an army here? They don't have to fire a shot to bring us down. That is how we have all, it's not that we'll be invaded. We have already been invaded. We've been invaded. We are so compromised. China flew a spy balloon from Alaska to the East Coast. The American president refused to shoot it down. Why do you think that is? We've already been invaded. All right. Let's talk about carbon offsets for a minute. I think it's interesting. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah! Remember, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, you know, you are obviously aware of how I feel about the climate change genocidal monsters. You already know that. These are the most genocidal people who've ever lived, by a mile. Set that aside. I really respect a good hustle when I see one. I do. Every now and then, I sit back. When I see an amazing hustle, and I just smirk to myself and I think, gosh, well done. Well done. Have you ever heard of a carbon offset? You ever heard of a carbon offset? You probably have. If you haven't, just understand this. The elites who travel the world, private jets, big fancy fast cars, you know, putting out more carbon than you will ever do with a thousand lifetimes, they're really fond of, one, pushing this whole climate change religion, and two, talking about how they can do these things, they can fly this way, they can do this because they purchased carbon offsets. Now, this is where the real hustle comes in, and I'm serious. I so admire this. Whoever started the carbon offset business is a hustler at their core. There's an article out, not that I care about Taylor Swift, but it's in Yahoo. Big polluters pay millions for carbon offsets. Do you want to hear what these people do? When they, let's say you take a private jet somewhere. Well, you're not going to stop taking a private jet. You're not going to take a more energy efficient private jet. You're not going to take a solar powered private jet. You're an elite. You're going to take the best private jet you could find. You purchase, quote, you pay money to purchase forest protection, green energy development, or waste to energy ventures. Allow me to break that down for you. You pay people in the green energy industry, you pay them as you put carbon into the atmosphere. Not that there's anything wrong with carbon. Keep in mind, there's nothing wrong with putting carbon in the air. Nothing at all. But you essentially just stroke a big check to a solar panel company after you take your private jet flight, and they call it good. It reminds me of this article I read today. This one murders me. California Democratic congressman who wants the rich to pay their fair share in taxes has offshore accounts. His name is Josh Harder. Remember, the elite communist scum. They are not true believers. They pretend to be true believers because it gets them more money and power. And they know all the true believing street communist scum out there. They're all the dumbest, most low-end people on the planet. They will hand these elite communist scum endless amounts of power because they are the true believers. The street ones are. And they say, yes, Taylor Swift, I need your carbon offset. But remember, there are key differences between the groups. One has actual power. That would be the elites. The other does not. Without the protection of the elites, the streets would all be thrown in prison. If we were a decent, civilized country that was interested in its own survival, every member of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the climate change people, they'd all be rotting in prison today. All of them. They'd all be arrested, thrown in prison, and the street activism would stop like that. But they have the protection of the elite. So that's one of the differences. And the difference is belief. None of the elites actually believe any of this stuff, but they all understand the communist street animal does, and he's a stupid street animal. And if you just give that dog a bone every now and then, just give him a big old bone every now and then, he'll be on your side for life. Carbon offsets. These people take private jets and get off the plane and just stroke a check to Solar Panels R Us. And everyone looks around and calls it good. Sounds good, everyone. Gosh. Oracle of Oracles. Is it possible that Zelensky is not only in bed with the Bidens to enrich himself and them, but can be possible in the bigger picture? Ukraine is an actor in the system playing its role. Well, a couple things. One, Ukraine is now and always has been, frankly, a very corrupt country. This is not unique to the Russian invasion. Russia invaded Ukraine. Ukraine didn't invade Russia. Let's be clear about that. But before Russia even came in, Ukraine was a corrupt country. It's an Eastern Bloc country. Bribery there? How do I put this? It's how business is done. And I'm not being dismissive of bribery. Bribery is a big, big, big deal. But in that part of the world, especially after the breakup of the Soviet Union, remember, under communism, bribery is all you can do. It's what good people have to do to get by. In that part of the world, I'm not trying to sound dismissive of it. It's how business gets done. It's what you do. Bribery is simply what they do. It's awful, but it's what they do. It's just like Mexico. I've personally bribed a cop in Mexico to keep my buddy out of jail. You bribe people in Mexico. You do. It's how it operates. Anyway, back to Ukraine. Ukraine gets invaded by Russia because Putin's a piece of trash. Putin kills a bunch of Ukrainians. The Western empires, they just saw, especially America, they just saw the cash cow of Afghanistan go away. Our defense contractors, generals, all these guys, Afghanistan was heaven for them. They weren't out there dying. It was the poor people on the ground dying. They weren't out there dying. They loved Afghanistan. So once Putin invaded, the West saw an opportunity to keep lining its own pockets, keep fleecing the American taxpayer. These aren't people who care about our military, so we'll drain the military of its supplies. We'll throw all this money and stuff at Ukraine, and everyone wins. All of our American politicians who are invested there and bribed there, they win. If you're Zelensky, you're getting all this money and munitions, so you win. Zelensky was given the freedom to suspend elections and stuff there. So again, now he's an all-powerful dictator, so he wins. And now, think about the biggest win of all that's going to come. The Reconstruction win. This is another one of those stories that everyone missed. We talked about this a lot on the show. We'll talk about it again. The gigantic bank, the gigantic financial institutions like JP Morgan, they're going to be handed $1 trillion checks to, quote, rebuild Ukraine once they negotiate a peace deal and Russia takes a piece of Ukraine, which they're going to do. Do you think Zelensky and his officials are going to get a cut of that? Everyone's going to get a cut of that. American politicians will get a cut of that. Ukrainian politicians will get a cut of that. Financial institutions will get a cut of that. Everyone except for the poor Ukrainian people will get a cut of that. You'll send Ukraine $100 for a school, and $2 will actually go to the actual school by the time everyone dips their hand in the jar. What this has become is a gigantic racket, as war almost always is. That's not my quote. As war almost always is, war is a racket. And it is a racket that screws over the men and women on the ground and rewards the elites. I know a lot of people are sick of Ukraine and Ukrainians. Man, I cannot get over how sad this fact is. An entire generation of Ukrainian men is gone. Gone. Forever. Never be fathers, husbands. What does that do to your society when you lose an entire generation of men. It devastates your country in irreparable ways. That's what has happened. And we helped. We did it. It's horrible. It's true, though. All right. We have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to next. I'm going to try to get to some more emails. I do have some bad news, though. You know how I said I'm going to be at the RNC convention in Milwaukee? And I said very specifically that I hope the Chalk Boys don't show up. Because if the Chalk Boys show up in Milwaukee, there's a chance the show's never even going to get off the ground. All right, there's a chance it's going to get wild in Milwaukee. I already got a text from Chalk. They're coming to Milwaukee. So there you go. Look, we're all going to have high T levels, and we're hitting the town in a town full of Republican politicians. So we will be the most high T people that town has seen in quite some time, at least as far as visitors go. The Republican politicians. So there will be us, T levels way up here, Republican politicians, T levels non-existent. Who knows what may happen out there? You want to have some higher T levels? Everyone needs them now because we drink estrogen. Why don't you do it naturally? Why don't you start a male vitality stack from Chalk and get yourself ready to go? Your mind, your body. Tell me how you feel. 90 days and you tell me how you feel. Go to Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, and start one. 90 days. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, let's do a couple other things. Did you see this guy from the Chicago Burbs? Naperville, I think it's called. Naperville, might be Naperville, Naperville. I don't know. I don't do research for the show. Either way, he has a solution. Got all these illegals coming into your community? Hey, man, time to bunk up.
I do know that there's a lot of people that do care. And I think we live in a compassionate community. So, you know, before we go down the road of doing what, you know, following suit on some of these other cities, you know, my idea would be let's find out. Let's find out who's willing to help, you know. So, you know, we do hear from constituents on both sides of this. What are we going to do to preemptively stop this? And then we hear from people that tell us we should do more. So, you know, we do have a very affluent community, a lot of big homes. And what I'd like to do is direct staff to create a sign-up sheet. So, you know, for individuals that would be willing to house migrant families. And if there's people that would do that, God bless them. So if we could raise awareness in that way, I think we need to find out.
Notice how he says, if there's people who would do that, God bless them. You know what you didn't hear there? It's odd. You know what you didn't hear? Hey, I already signed up. I'm taking some people into my home. You didn't hear that, did you? You did hear if there are people who want them, they can take them. And you want to know why? Let me tell you something about illegal immigration before we get to headlines I didn't get to and a bunch of other stuff. Let me tell you something. Tests are important. Self-tests, stress tests, various kinds of tests in life are important to see where you are. You want to know the ultimate patriotism test? What do you think about illegal immigration? It's the ultimate test. Forget every other issue. Taxes, abortion, spending, set all that stuff aside. You want to test patriotism, the patriotism of someone you know or yourself? Illegal immigration is the ultimate test. And here's why. You strictly guard access to the things you really love. You do. The people who babysit your children. Speaking of children, your child's school. I've used this example before. Someone knocks on the door at night, 9, 10 o'clock at night, wants to come in. He's got a couple teardrop tattoos on his face and a do-rag. You're not letting him in. He wants to come in. He wants to come in and eat. Why aren't you letting him in? You're not letting him in because you love your home. You love the things in your home. Hopefully you love the people who live in your home if you have people who live there with you. That's why you're not letting him in. How you talk, how you feel about illegal immigration tells you exactly how patriotic you are. If you use words like, well, I'm an immigration squish. Well, I don't think we, We shouldn't deport all the illegals, just the ones who are mean. I know you think you're nice, and maybe you are, but what you are is unpatriotic. Sorry, you don't actually love your country, because when you actually love things, you discriminate and you want access restricted. If the person you love the most had to have brain surgery tomorrow, do you want? I want all the brain surgeons in, and we'll just kind of draw straws, because I don't want to discriminate. Everyone come in. Or do you want only the best? You want only the best because you love them. If you really love your country, you believe in restricting who's allowed in it. That's a fact, all right? And here's another fact. Aches and pains come as you get older. It's one of those things when you're young, when you're 20, you kind of scoff at that when people say, yeah, wait till you get older. And then you hit 40, and it's not all the time, right? I'm in good health. But gosh, every now and then my shoulder hurts. And why does my shoulder hurt? I didn't do anything to it. You know there's freedom from that, right? Don't we all want freedom from the little aches and pains that bother us? You're snapping at your wife. Try Relief Factor. Instead of trying pain meds or ibuprofen, things that are terrible for you, try all natural ingredients, drug-free, that supports the body's natural response for inflammation. Whatever you've got, neck, back, joints, muscles, Relief Factor works. Take it every day. 3 weeks. They sell three-week quick start kits. Once you stop, you'll never start. Stop. Or once you start, you'll never stop. That's how I meant to say that. Three-week kits, $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com and try it. Just try it for 3 weeks. Try it. Or call them 1-800-4-RELIEF. All right?
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Time magazine lays off 15% of the unionized editorial staff, becoming the latest news outlet to slash the workforce. Ah! ADL urged law enforcement to target trans ideology opponents. Yes, that's the Anti-Defamation League. They are prompting and prodding law enforcement to arrest you. Either you sit and acknowledge this kind of country.
Why are you gay?
Or they want law enforcement sent after you, as I've been warning you about forever. Why do you think they're in your church? What justification do you think they're going to use to come after your church? Those pesky Ten Commandments. Pentagon finally runs out of money for Ukraine, urges 50 allies to continue supporting Kiev. Yes, we have about reached the stage where it's going to be peace agreement time, and then they're going to fleece us all over again to rebuild democracy or whatever they're calling it over there. Libs of TikTok creator accused of inspiring school bomb threats named to the Oklahoma Library Board. This is from NBC News accusing Chaya Raichik, I know her, she's wonderful, of inspiring bomb threats. Remember, the communist has used this tactic without end. The communist always claims threats. Now and forever, it's instinct for them. It's like breathing for them. It's like threats. Oh, we got threats. As soon as you expose their evil, they come out and play the victim. We've had threats here. Audio reveals top Republican tried to bribe Carrie Lake not to run. This took place in Arizona, where they also tried to bribe me not to run. Interesting how politics works. Excessively farting passenger forces American Airlines flight to turn around. I always thought Whoopi Goldberg would fly private. Amateur hour. Reporter Charlie Spearing's new book shows how Kamala Harris failed upward to achieve power. Yes, she really did rise to the top. Mexico is plagued by kidnappings among migrants. They're not freaking migrants. They're illegals. NATO admits no direct threat from Russia. That's weird. I was assured that World War III was upon us. All right. I'll be out tomorrow. Then I'll be back Friday for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.